Welcome to American Mosaic, a program in VOA Special English about music and American life, and we answer your questions. This is Doug Johnson. This week we answer a question about an American hero from the time of slavery. And we have music by Lenny Kravitz. The singer is nominated this year for another Grammy Award. But first, we kick off our show with a dispute that a lot of American sports fans are talking about. The Super Bowl in the National Football League is February 1st. The two teams that do the best this season will meet in Houston to decide the champion of the NFL. College football has tried to develop a championship system like the professionals have. This effort, however, has run into problems. Shep O'Neill explains.
College football teams in the United States end their season in November, then play championship games. One of the most famous is played in the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena, California, on New Year's Day. Another is the Orange Bowl in Miami, Florida. Still another is the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, Louisiana. For years, the teams that played in bowl games were the champions of groups of universities. These groups are called conferences. For example, the two teams in the Rose Bowl are the best from the Big Ten and the Pac-10 schools. The Big Ten Conference is in the middle of the country. The Pacific Ten Conference is in the far west. But bowl games have grown over the years. There is a lot of money to be made from broadcasting football games on television. This time, there were 28 bowl games. In the 1990s, football fans demanded that the final bowl games be played to decide a national champion of college football. So, bowl officials ended up with the Bowl Championship Series. In this system, experts and computers decide which top teams play in which games. The idea is to have the two teams considered to be the strongest in the nation play for the national championship. This year, the Sugar Bowl was the national championship game. Louisiana State University won, but in the media and in public opinion, LSU split the championship with the University of Southern California. That highly rated team won the Rose Bowl. A lot of people say another game should be played to decide the national champions. Others say it will hurt the student athletes to extend the football season. The Gateway Computer Company even offered $30 million in scholarship money for a game between LSU and Southern California. But national college athletic officials rejected the idea. Bowl Championship Series officials say they hope to avoid disagreements in the future. They plan to change the computer system so that it weighs the opinions of the humans more than it does now.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Akwa Ibom State in Nigeria. Samuel Bassey asks, who was Harriet Tubman? Harriet Tubman was an African-American woman who fought slavery and oppression. Stories about her say she was born in 1820. No one really knows. We do know that Harriet Tubman helped many people escape from slavery through the Underground Railroad. This was a transportation system, but not in the traditional sense. It was an organized effort by people to help slaves from the southern states get to areas that banned slavery. Her parents belonged to a farmer in Maryland. Slaves lived with the fear that they could be sold at any time. Families often were separated. Harriet married a free black man named John Tubman in 1844, yet she remained a slave. She decided to escape. In 1849, the farmer who owned her and her family died. Harriet Tubman heard that she was to be sold immediately. She ran to the home of a white woman who had offered to help. This woman told her how to reach another home where she could hide. Harriet Tubman went from place to place this way. Each place was a little closer to the northern states where slavery was illegal. This is how the Underground Railroad operated. Finally, she crossed the border into the northern state of Pennsylvania. But Harriet Tubman did not forget the slaves in Maryland. During the next 10 years, she led a much expanded Underground Railroad. She freed her parents and other family members. She traveled back and forth 18 times. She helped 300 slaves escape. Harriet Tubman found another way to fight slavery after the Civil War began in 1861. She went into the southern states to spy for the North. She also helped people as a nurse. After the North won the Civil War, Harriet Tubman settled in New York State. She traveled and gave speeches to raise money for better education for black Americans. She also worked for women's rights and improved housing. And she sought help for older adults who had been slaves. Harriet Tubman died in 1913. By that time, she was recognized as an American hero. The American music industry will present its Grammy Awards on February 8th in Los Angeles. Shirley Griffith tells about one of the nominees this year, for Best Male Rock Vocal Performance.
Lenny Kravitz was born in New York City in 1964. He comes from a show business family. His father was a television producer, his mother an actress. He taught himself to play the piano, bass, and drums as a child. Lenny Kravitz also writes a lot of his own songs. You might remember this one from 1998, which earned him a Grammy.
I want to get away.
The song is Fly Away. It was on the fifth album Lenny Kravitz recorded. The album is called Five. A song included on Five as a bonus track also won a Grammy. It was used in an Austin Powers movie, his version of American Woman. American Woman, stay away from me. American Woman, mama, let me be. Don't come hanging round my door. I don't wanna see your face no more. I got more important things to do. Spend my time growing on with you. Now, woman, stay away. The newest album from Lenny Kravitz is called Lenny. It contains the song that earned him a Grammy nomination this year. We leave you with If I Could Fall in Love.
Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed American Mosaic and will join us again next week for VOA's radio magazine in special English. And remember to send your questions about American life to mosaic@voanews.com. Be sure to include your name and mailing address.